Can you talk about how you evaluate a patient with rectal cancer the first time you meet them in terms of staging particularly?
Yeah, I think, again, what you want to do is rule out as best as you can that they have distant disease. And of course, the major sites are liver and lung. So evaluation of those sites is very important. It's also very important for colonoscopy on these patients, obviously, because you want to make sure they don't have synchronous lesions. I think the other thing, Neil, that's very important to emphasize, and this may seem strange coming from a surgical oncologist, but family history. It's so important to know what the family history in these individuals are to make sure you're not dealing with an hereditary non-polyposis colorectal carcinoma patient where there is a predominance of right-sided lesions. And when you have other family members who may be at risk, and those are the individuals that need genetic counseling and eventually gene testing, depending on their family history. And then considering all of those, staging that primary rectal cancer with, again, transrectal ultrasound or MRI endocrinal to see whether it's a T1, T2 lesion, whether the nodes are positive. And then making a decision about whether, and I think there's still a little, that paradigm shift hasn't been totally complete, whether you're going to offer that patient preoperative chemo radiation or go straight to surgery with total mesorectal excision, which is very important in this disease site.